four. Just a quick chat and you decide together what services are right for your situation.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Neustetter's Jewelers is proud to announce they are reopening their doors on Monday, May 18th. Thank you to the community for continuing to support local St. Louis-owned businesses. They can't wait to help you browse their showroom or with watch and jewelry maintenance. Check them out at the corner of Doherty Ferry and Big Bend.
Who's ready to wine and dine in style outside of your living room? Surf and Sirloin is. Located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin is now open for dine-in lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, still offering curbside carry-out service on our full menu. If you're ready for the comfort of white tablecloth dining in a relaxed environment in a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at surfandsirloin.com.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes, over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy. Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Star's offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years, and starting on May the 19th, they are back for dine-in services. Keeping you safe is just as important as serving the best food in St. Louis, so Biggie's will be open with limited seating, including outdoor tables, no more than 8 to a table, and all 6 feet apart. They will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sunday, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Biggie's will be serving their full menu and all of your favorite daily specials. See you on May the 19th.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The housing market is really heating up and it's about to take off. Mortgage interest rates are sitting near all-time low levels, and that means you have a lot more buying power. Don't miss out on the home of your dreams by working with the Rawn Mortgage Lender. We make the entire process easy and can get you in your new home in 14 days. Get pre-approved today with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Joe the Butcher here to wish you a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day.
Uncle Joe, besides being St. Louis barbecue specialist, let's tell people what's new at Kenrick's.
In support of our local farmers, we are now carrying Missouri farm-raised beef in selected cuts. Come by while supplies last. Don't forget us for your next barbecue.
Kenrick's, celebrating 75 years of business.
Thank you to our front lines. We salute you. Call us 314-631-2440 or visit us at kenricks.com for more information.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
The Taco King is the Mexican food catering service that you need at your next event. We're talking homemade seasoning with fresh and simple ingredients that combine for an explosive taste you simply won't get from most caterers. And the Taco King isn't just wheeling and dealing the best tacos in STL. The street corn is so good, you'll swear you're south of the border. Check out their Facebook page, Taco King STL, or email them at tacokingstl@gmail.com. They're ready for your order today.
while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-961-4800.
Who's ready to wine and dine in style outside of your living room? Surf and Sirloin is. Located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin is now open for dine-in lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, still offering curbside carryout service on our full menu. If you're ready for the comfort of white tablecloth dining in a relaxed environment in a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at surfandsirloin.com. Sirloin.com.
Is this one of the songs that'll be in the big 80s?
No, this is not one of the songs.
But I know it. Well, it sounds like music. Who is it?
Kiss. Instead of Def Leppard, lick it up.
It is not Def Leppard, you maroon.
Brandy, who is it?
Kiss. Kiss.
I like Kiss, but I don't know... Here's the only Kiss. Didn't they do Just Wanna Rock and Roll? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Kiss, right? That's it. That's the only song I can name.
Oh,
but I like the fact that they go to all the trouble they go to get dressed to put on a show.
Real quick, you would love the movie Detroit Rock City because it's set in the 70s when high school still had payphones in the hallway, and this burnout jumps out of class to call the FM DJ to try and be the 10th caller to win Kiss tickets, and he wins them. And him and his buddies all take a caravan and go up to Detroit to get their tickets. And the it's funny, but it's set in that era.
Do you like? And I know we don't know him personally. Do you like Gene Simmons?
Yeah.
I want to not like him.
Yeah.
He's so arrogant, but I like him.
He is cool. He's great.
He and you talk about confidence. This guy.
Yeah.
He loves himself. And it worked out for him. Mm-hmm. I have to do a quick bit of business before we officially introduce. Well, and then we get to talk to John Londo. Then we'll introduce Dr. Doug. You don't mind, Doc, hanging out? Have some good free water. Free water, by the way, $5.90.
Oh. Except that I brought this.
Well, you could have had free water.
Man.
Ballast Dental Care. I got my text from them saying, hey, time to come on in. Check this out. This is something we don't think about, at least I didn't, through this COVID thing. Ballast Dental Care was closed, with the exception of emergencies where you can make an appointment to get in. They had to reschedule over 1,000 dental appointments. And just kind of stagger them out and then add the new appointments to that. So I got a feeling they're going to be busy for a while, but not too busy for you if you're AM and the PM. See, this is where... being AM and the PM is such a great advantage, and where you have to feel sorry for the poor souls, saps, who aren't AM and the PM. Because I believe priority treatment is given to people who call and say, by the way, I'm AM and the PM, could you get me in? They'll get you in. You don't have to wait a year to get in there, or 3 months. They will get you in. Ballast Dental Care. Let's do a little review for people who may not know. I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care for 47 years. I hit the 47-year mark this year in April, and I'm now in the 48th year as a patient there. Ballast Dental Care is a dental clinic, and in many ways, they are all alike. They have the little sink with the swirling water and the little cup and the spit the thing out and the suction thing hangs in your mouth and the lit-up thing on the forehead of the dentist. Yeah, they have all of that. Here's what the other places don't have. They don't have Dr. Watanabe or Dr. Haynes or Dr. Olivier or Lisa or Leah or Tricia or Mary, and that's just a small portion of the employees. They don't have those people, and that is what makes this place different. And it's what allows people to go in who have always been afraid to go to the dentist and walk away thinking, finally, a place where I don't ever again have to dread going to the dentist. And that's the truth. And if you want to test me on it, the only way you can do that is to make an appointment. Make one appointment, just for a basic checkup, cleaning, whatever. You will be hooked, you will be convinced, and you will wish you had done it sooner. And you're never going to want to go back ever again to wherever you were going to the dentist. Ballast Dental Care. Glad to be able to say, open again, taking appointments, no waiting in the waiting room. At least I need to check. There wasn't last week. You wait in your car. They'll text you, notify you. You walk right in. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America.
Another business that is open that never closed.
Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
They might have closed the America's waiting room for service. May not have been able to stand around in groups in the showroom, but they never closed. From, well, I almost said from Johnny Londo Chevrolet, but from both Johnny Londo Chevrolet and the Autoplex in St. Peter's, welcome for about the 7,000th time, John Londo. Hello, John.
What's going on there, big buddy? How are you?
I'm fine. I'll confess, on the way in today, I did something I don't normally do. Normally, I listen to my music on my phone through the Bluetooth speakers. And today, I decided that was just a relaxation sound. Today, I thought I'll listen to local radio. And I popped around to three different stations. And on one of them, I heard you interacting with another radio person. And I felt bad for that person. It was sad. It was sad. It was.
Yeah.
Because that person was trying to do this, what we're doing. And it didn't work.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know what? We've got this bond. I mean, we've got this thing going on that not many men can talk about on the air.
Now, that did not come on. That did not come out right. That did not come out right. We've got this thing that most men can't talk about.
You've got this bond.
That sounded very gay.
Well, not gay.
Well, it did. It sounded that way to me.
God. So, I can just tell you that the one thing that people say when I talk to them, I talked to another AM and PM customer again today, and we're hopefully going to put everything together. Jeff tomorrow, and then we'll talk about them another time. But no, I tell you, they just the interaction that we have, you know, the back and forth. I'll say, and of course, a lot of times it's me, you know, usually trying to correct something you said.
I don't believe that's true at all, because I'm the one who just told you and corrected you on Curtis Barks' name, Complete Auto Body. And in fact, I met with him today, and I told him, I said, hey, I got good news. Now John Londoff actually knows how he prefer to be addressed as Curtis and not Kurt.
So I hope the words were flowing a little bit better when you were talking to Curtis.
I'm having a little trouble with it now. I'm having like a mini stroke right now. But I did tell him, I said, I know.
Somebody get him a piece of candy.
I know he calls you Kurt, but I let him know that you prefer Curtis. I think he appreciated that. And I think now when he talks to you, he's anticipating and looking forward to you calling him Curtis.
So, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Again, there you are. Absolutely doing everything you can to help me.
And that's what I'm here for.
You know,
help you and your business.
I should almost start calling you Dr. Pinion, because you give such great advice.
Now, can I ask you, I'd like to ask you a question that has nothing to do with cars, but most of what we talk about has nothing to do with cars.
I mean, if I told you no, you'd still ask me anyway, so go right ahead.
You talk about a lot about how your wife is a great cook, okay? So
yes.
There is one thing, it's not really a dish, maybe it's called a dish, it's a food meal item, whatever, that if I were told by a judge, your sentence is that you can only eat one thing for the rest of your life, I think this would be it, and I'm going to tell you what it is, and I want to know whether or not you know if she cooks it. Chicken and dumplings.
Yes, it's been a long time. Her mother Mary, my adorable mother-in-law, was another great cook. Obviously, that's where, you know, me and her family got. But her chicken and dumplings were unbelievable. Now that you mentioned it, I think that would be something great. I don't know if that's more of a of kind of a fall and winter.
It is actually dish. More of a fall and winter dish. But I could eat it. I'd be huge, but I could eat it all the time. I love chicken. Cracker Barrel has great chicken dumplings. Of course they would. That's their kind of dish.
All right. Well, that's cool. Then maybe this fall we'll have Mimi make chicken and dumplings.
Let her do a test batch. And if she's okay with it, signs off, says, I'm ready. Yes, I would love to. I would be happy to come over, invite myself over for chicken and dumplings.
So you said you have to have her do a test batch.
Yeah. Well, if she hadn't done it for a while, she might. Good cooks do that.
I mean, you don't think that she'd have it down pat perfect the first time?
I didn't say that.
Kind of.
Maybe she would. I don't know.
You kind of said, like, you know, before I come over there, I need her to test it out on you.
And now, if somebody said you can only have one kind of food the rest of your life, that would be Chinese food. I can eat it every day.
Really?
Every day.
Oh, I can't.
Round the room, quickly. Limey, one kind of food.
What Chinese food.
The rest of your life. Doc.
Oh, delicatessen.
Wow.
Oh, you're Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan?
Probably Italian.
Dan? Tim?
Italian.
That'd be my second choice. Mm-hmm. Italian food.
I like spaghetti a lot.
Hey Frank.
No.
Who cares?
Come on. I mean, we're buddies here, right?
Mm.
We got this bond.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's easier to probably ask you what food you don't like. Because that's the way I am. I mean, there's very little that I don't go, woo.
Okay, now that you've said that, I never thought about this, but I'm sitting here trying to think, what is a food that I absolutely will not, I can't think of it. I'd have to go with green peas.
Cauliflower.
Tripe.
Asparagus.
Cauliflower, a lot of people hate.
Onions.
Hate cauliflower.
Okay, Tim, you hate onions?
Yeah, he's making
my wife won't eat onions, and my mother-in-law loves them, and I love onions.
I love onions.
Make me gag.
Really?
Awful.
Onions? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Love onions. How about onion rings?
10% of the United States population doesn't like... No. 10% of the United States population doesn't like onions. But you go to the deli, and there's an onion freak running the Deerbergs and Schnucks delis in this town, because there's onions in the ham salad, the chicken salad, the egg salad, the potato salad.
As there should be.
Every single salad has to have onions.
As there should be.
Ridiculous. People should be fired.
Ooh, he hates onions. Wow. He really hates onions.
Spicy.
What do you really
think? I mean, let me ask you this, Tim. Is it because it gives you gas?
No, they just make me gag.
Maybe allergic to them.
I picked my mother up from a hospital one time after she had some surgery. Went to Steak and Shake, and she ordered a burger with onions on it. We got in my car, and she fell asleep down Highway 40, and the two burgers in her bag made me gag so bad with the onions, I had to pull the car over and throw the bag out the window down the hill.
You shouldn't have eaten them.
She had to starve.
Wow. You shouldn't have eaten them, too.
I didn't eat them. I just threw them out.
So now, Tim, you're a litter bug, too.
So 3 or 4 weeks ago, I took a Vidalia onion,
gross.
The greatest onion in the world, and I put it in foil with butter and some garlic salt on the grill for about 20 minutes, and I ate the whole onion.
I could do that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And what was your breath like afterwards?
It was, I don't know, I didn't smell my own breath, but I might not have been great.
I love them grilled.
Oh, yeah.
Grill them.
Grilled onions, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, on a burger. Mm-hmm. Oh. Kidding me. But I noticed something, Frankie.
What, Johnny?
You didn't ask me. You asked everybody else what their favorite food is, but I guess in your case here, I'm not part of the team. No.
Hey, John, what's your favorite food if you had to eat one thing?
A little late now, Dan. A little late now. I mean, it was a nice try, but...
now it's forced, see?
Italian food. Except that piece of that dry-aged strip steak that I had at Annie Gunn's Sunday night. Oh, man. If they'd put that in the cologne, I'd probably buy it.
Where do you like Italian food, John? List off a few places, why don't you?
Well, let's see. There's Pepe's Apartment 2. There's Il Balago. There's Paul Mano's. There's Sapori Italian Cafe.
Bunch of free meals coming.
Yeah.
Can anybody in this room eat spaghetti without some of it not ending up on your shirt? How are you supposed to do that? I chop it. I have to.
You chop it up?
And there are people. I do too. But there are people that know how to do that spoon and fork thing and roll it. I can't do that.
You just put the fork in the noodles and then lift it up and then.
I've never had it where at some point that one noodle didn't just fling a little bit of red sauce on me.
I cut the noodles up and then use like a
like the a fork is like a shovel or something.
You bet. And what else do we need to cover?
That's a sign of age, Frank.
No, it's not. I did that when I was 30 years old. I couldn't eat it without getting hungry.
You leave a restaurant, and all of a sudden you look down, you're like, oh, man, you didn't notice it, because while you're eating, you don't notice anything but what's in that plate right in front of you. At our age, it's like, eat it now. Like going back to infancy, just can't wait to just devour that meal, and then all of a sudden it's like,
well, you can't remember what you were like as an infant. You can't remember that.
I can. I was small.
No.
Hey, Trevor, say a cauliflower for me again.
Cauliflower.
No, see, you correct
me. Say it your way.
What?
The British way.
Oh, cauliflower?
Cauliflower.
Yeah.
Mimi bakes. She gets those great big chunks, and she bakes them in the oven with olive oil and some salt and some... oh, my God, are those delicious.
If you transform cauliflower into something edible, you can eat it. But it doesn't even look. It looks like a something at the base of a tree, like a bad mushroom or
like a
fungus.
Yeah,
it does. It's disgusting.
You know, now they're using it in all the pizza dough. Everything's cauliflower.
Because it's so gluten-free and stuff.
Risotto. If you want to go low carb, instead of having rice with a side dish, you have minced cauliflower risotto. Yeah.
No, thank you.
I like it.
I've seen it like mashed potatoes. It's so finely ground that it's not really mashed potatoes. It's cauliflower. No, I want mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. I'm really tired of these gluten people, and don't email me if you've got an actual allergy. I get that, but there's so many people who think that they have to go gluten free when in fact they're not allergic to it at all. They just think it's the cool thing to do is to not eat gluten. Most people don't know what gluten is, and we never heard of gluten until 15 years ago. Never heard of it.
So what do you think? Like our our great grandparents, but then our great great grandparents would think. You know what, really? They were lucky that they didn't starve to death, you know. And if I obviously said if one of them wasn't a good shot with a bow and arrow, I mean, you know, they didn't eat, you know, or trapping, you know. And now we're a little bit.
I'd like for my grandmother to be able to come back and just go to the bread section at the store and see 60, 70 different bread, 7-grain, 9-grain, whole grain, no grain, rye, whatever. When I was a kid, went to the store, you had two kinds of bread. White and this other brand of white. That was it. Wonder bread, Wonder white bread, and some other white bread.
My grandma, Stella Londoff, used to make homemade bread.
Oh
man.
That's good stuff. Warm and melt some butter on there.
Yeah, you know, as Macedonians, we like bread. And it was like our second or third meal that we were married, and, you know, all of a sudden, I kind of noticed that something was missing. And it took me a while to, you know, muster up, because she's, you know, cooking dinners for me, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. And I'm like, is there any way that we could have bread for dinner? And she's like, oh, we never really had bread. And I said, well, I gotta have some bread, you know, and butter. And now, of course, just about every meal, of course, we have bread and butter. We're into the salad kick, which I love, you know. Like, you can grill chicken one night and have vegetables and salad, and then you extra grilled chicken, she cuts it up, and then you get a great salad with grilled chicken cut up into little pieces. And it's just, salads are good for you, you know.
Well, I've only mentioned this once, and I'm going to mention it again because I never heard of it and never discovered it till about 2 years ago. A butterbell. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
You do, Limey?
Yeah.
We have one, and I'll never be without one. And
it's like a way you can store butter in water, like you store it in a container upside down, and it keeps the butter like room temperature, so it's always spreadable.
So when you go to get your butter, it's... Ooh, like butter. It's supposed to be. But not cold. It's a butter bell. You keep it upside down in the little... It's part of the container. There's water at the bottom. The water produces a seal, so the butter never goes bad, and it's always soft. And as the bell gets... You have to look it up on my butter bell. Mm-hmm. And, the rat, my buddy the rat told me about it about 2 years ago. I can't believe we lived without this butter bell, because... There's nothing more frustrating than trying to spread butter that's frozen.
Oh, I hate that at restaurants.
Get a butter bell. There's the answer.
Get a butter bell.
Yeah.
They're the best.
So, Dr. Doug, a question for
go ahead.
It's just amazing. You know, here we're talking about all these different foods. And, like, you know, Drake is on Pro Plan Plus with, you know, Purina, homemade chow, right? Mm-hmm. So excited. It's the same thing. Every night, it's the same thing, but he's so excited. You swear to God, it's like, tonight, it's filet mignon for you, Drake. Yeah. But I mean,
just like, oh, you know, it's kind of whatever they're grown up with. It's familiar. They don't know any different. And that's why they go for it.
But why don't people give dogs different dog foods? Like, we have different choices. Tonight we'll have chicken, tomorrow we'll have meatloaf. Dogs eating the same exact dog food.
The problem is that every time you change that, you introduce new bacteria for digestion, and there might have been the Smiths and the Jones, and they're eating this XYZ dog food. Then you introduce something new, and now it's the Smiths, the Jones, and the Harveys move in.
If you're from wet food like I do, like Caesar, you can
causes diarrhea.
You can buy a box of 24, and it's four different flavors: turkey, chicken, liver.
Okay,
but that's what I think about that.
That's within the same. That's within the same manufacturing line, but you can't switch out.
But those have to taste a little different.
Oh sure. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Anybody here ever eat dog food? You ever eat it?
No.
No.
Dr. Doug, you've eaten dog food.
Is that a problem?
Sure. Every day.
Jesus. I thought that was normal.
One of my favorite stories. When I was a kid, the guy, Mr. Simmons, across the street, was a factory worker. And he'd come home late shift at night. I'll never forget this. I'm just a kid. And I remember my dad, who didn't laugh a lot, but he even laughed. Mr. Simmons comes home. It's late. Family's in bed, goes to the refrigerator, and not knowing it, ate an entire Tupperware container of cat food and thought it was tuna. He ate it on crackers. Because cat food, a lot of it tastes
like
and smells exactly like
I
tuna.
Guess so.
He ate the whole thing, not knowing it was cat food.
We had a guy in our fraternity who was a bully, and everybody's afraid of him, but my mom would send down food all the time, and I'd share it with people. And but I had some cat food.
Oh, perfect.
And I made a tuna sandwich for him.
Beautiful.
With cheese and bread and everything, mayonnaise. And I went in there and said, "Here, Jared, my mom had gave me an extra sandwich. I don't need it." And he gobbled that sucker up, and everybody's going, "Man, if he finds out, you're dead."
Okay, you know what Gainsburgers are?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Do they still make them? They still make Gainsburgers.
I think so.
Dog food that looks like a hamburger.
Yeah.
Each burger is in its own cellophane container.
Right.
We had a kid in the neighborhood, Gary. He wasn't a bully. He was just irritating. And when any family would grill outside, there's Gary. He would always show up and hang around till you said, "Gary, would you like some hot dog or what?" We knew Gary would come. We put a Gainsburger grill on the grill. Dog food. He ate it. Put lettuce on it, and he ate the whole Gainsburger dog patty.
Oh, man.
Couldn't tell the difference. He's probably died years later in the
bacterial overload.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time, and we never mentioned that you sell cars.
No, we're not out of time. I have one more story.
No, we're out of time. Go ahead.
Sunday picnic. Mimi and I are dating, and they always had just great. Tons of food, you know, and so all of a sudden this adorable girlfriend of mine, now wife, has this little packet, and I thought it was like a caramel or some kind of like maple bacon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I grab a piece, and I'm chewing on this thing, and I got like, you know, 20 some odd people looking at me, right? Their sisters and brother-in-laws, I'm like going, yeah, they're like, "That's dog food. It was a dog treat that we brought." And, you know, and that's when I knew that I guess I was part of the family.
Did you eat it?
Well, I spit it out then.
You should have eaten it. Show them what a man you are. Should have eaten it and swallowed it and asked for more.
I was chewing on that thing going, "This doesn't taste so good. Most of the food they serve here is really good." But it's like, oh, God. All right. We sell cars. We sell trucks, SUVs. We sell love. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is called Londoff Love.
Mm.
And that's why, Frank, I'm on this show, because of the feelings that you have for me, okay, which are tremendous, and I understand. We'll talk about it on the air. But. So give us a call. We're open late tonight, 8:30, whatever it takes. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24-7, 365 at Londoff.com. And don't forget our beautiful little store out in St. Peter's Mo, the Autoplex at Highway 70-79.
All right. Well, they're on the way. I know they are.
Yeah.
AM and the PM people. I don't know how many, but they're on the way. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Everybody.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, Doc, you got 7 minutes.
Hey, a little more than that, but not much. Hit that music for Dr. Doug, if you would.
Here's how this works. You probably know this. You have a chance to call if you have a pet and get some advice from one of the great veterinarians ever, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Here are our numbers. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Never forget to tell them your AM and the PM. Their website is windowworldst.louis.com. Again, the number is 314. All the lines are open. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everybody today?
We're great. Every week when he comes on, he does the hot mic thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know. Get too close, you mean?
Well, a little bit loud.
Even when
little
I made him in the PM,
well,
it's okay.
A little bit loud. A little bit loud. So, how are you? Good?
I am groovy. I'm really groovy.
You're looking more like Kenny Rogers all the time.
Well, the,
before he died, not
before
dead.
I was going to say the living before he died. Kenny Rogers. Yeah, I just, I'm like a chameleon. I can change my appearance overnight. So whatever you want me to look at.
All right, thank you, by the way. He brought me an alligator head. It's an actual real stuffed, is that the word, or mounted? What do you call it?
They dry them out.
Yeah, alligator head to give to my grandson. Oh, He'll love that. He'll flip out over that.
That's going to be neat.
All right, Gary is on the phone. We have other lines open, so please don't say, well, I tried to get in, I couldn't get in, because you could get in now, as Gary did. Gary, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Gary. Hi, Gary. How can I help you?
So I have a standard dachshund that's 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's been paralyzed from mid-back since the age of 3. So for 7 years. And I think everybody will enjoy this, but we have to express her bladder, you know, to get her urine out. And so we do that about 3 to 4 times a day. But she has constant urinary tract infection. And we are now probably on our 4th straight year of antibiotic treatment. And the current guidance that we're getting from our veterinarian is to just continually keep her on antibiotics to keep the urine as clean as, but it never does. Mm-hmm. So there's always some type of growth going on. I'm just wondering how long-term can she really be on these antibiotics?
Well, that's kind of a relative question because...
The relative question is, so why don't you ask your brother?
See what I did there? See what I did?
Family humor.
Yeah, thank you. So my first question would be, how often are you changing the antibiotic? Or you're not on the same antibiotic for all these years, obviously.
No, we have not. She's probably on... I would say this is her 4th or 5th different type of broad spectrum, or I mean, we've been through them all, where they've actually did a needle biopsy to get a really good specimen, all the way from us just collecting every month or so and taking it in. And
well, this
so I just worry about the long term effects of all that.
Right. The biggest, I guess, the biggest concern would be that the antibiotics become less effective because the bacteria will eventually become potentially resistant to whatever you're giving her. I'm hoping that your vet is asking you to schedule once in a while and to retest it, to do the culture and make sure that you know what you're growing. And then in some cases, actually, dogs and cats can get a septic bladder that really doesn't have aseptic bladder that's infected, but it's not infected by bacteria. Could be virus, and it could just be chronic inflammation, because with chronic disease, you get a thickening of the bladder wall. So in a dramatic case, your vet may be able to use an ultrasound or something and look at that bladder wall, and you could theoretically go inside and basically abrade the inner lining of the bladder. So you take what is now a chronic bladder wall and you make it an acute issue, so that stimulates the immune system to work harder and come back to life for that area. So that's something that's pretty dramatic, but your vet might be willing to talk about that with you. Okay. But overall, so, you can continue to use them as long as you're cycling around and using different types of antibiotic families.
You could do that forever, right?
As long as the dog lives. You know, I mean, again, the problem is that your animal has a condition that's going to always make them prone to recurring infections like that.
Can I ask you something? You said something I've never heard, and we've been doing this for 16 years. You said you express this dog's bladder 4 times a day because what? The dog can't pee?
Right.
That's correct.
Gary, you just won to me Dog Lover of the Year. I cannot imagine for 7 years, 4 times a day, squeezing the pee out of a dog.
And does she have a special cart, Gary?
We do. She has a cart.
Oh, that's right. The dog's paralyzed. The back legs are... So in addition to the bladder, you are the dog lover, I'm not kidding, of all dog lovers. Good for you. I cannot imagine that sort of dedication. That's a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah.
And so how do you express the bladder, if I can ask? How do you? What does that mean?
Well, it actually, so you have to suspend her back end and palpate for the bladder, and it's like feeling for a balloon, and you give it a good old squeeze, and the urine comes right on out. So
wow.
And that's what I was wondering, if we're damaging the bladder in any way that could be...
I don't think your action of expressing, again, it's just the chronic irritation to the bladder due to the infection and the bacteria.
You said doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
You can't do that.
You don't want any doo-doo in the bladder, but I really believe that that's causing thickening in that bladder, and that's just going to predispose the dog to more frequent episodes. And that's why I'm thinking... I don't want to know who your vet is, but you know, you might talk to him about, have you ever gone into the bladder wall and just abrade it so that you bring it fresh tissue to the surface?
Okay.
Okay.
Great suggestion.
All right, Gary.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. Bye.
Thank you. Good luck.
Wow, I've never heard commitment. All these years anybody talking about doing that.
Well, you know, when my dog Bruno, who passed away, was sick, you know, after he had back issues and stuff, we carried him around for 6 weeks, didn't let him touch the ground. And after telling people to do that for...
Mike, can I make a suggestion? You start off every week real loud, and then as you go along...
I'm kind of a shy guy.
So you're fading away on us. So you carried Bruno around for how long?
6 weeks. And I realized then, after telling people to do this for years, how difficult that is to do.
How much did Bruno weigh? 130 pounds.
Yeah, he's 25 pounds, but still, to schlep him around all the time.
Schlep, that's a Jewish thing. Yeah. Schlep.
I saw a gal at a Quick Trip a couple days ago, and she had to pick her dog up out of the back, carry it across the parking lot, set it down, kind of lift it up by her hand so the dog could squirt a little out, and then literally had to pick the dog up and carry it back to the car. That's how immobile the dog was. I mean, at what point do you say quality of life versus...
That's a tough one.
Say goodbye.
It's up in the human mind.
Yeah, well, so. I couldn't do that for my dog.
Yeah.
No way. And I could not do what this Gary does for 7 years.
No way.
That's admirable.
Right.
So we're going to take our next call, but we do have lines open, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Steve, thank you for waiting. Welcome to 590. The fans say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm aiming the pen.
That's the best way to be.
I don't have a pet, but I have an animal question.
Sure.
It actually drives my wife and I insane. Every year when we open up our pool, we got these, I guess they're tree frogs. It's like a pale, small frog, and they just go at it from right before. I mean, the noise is unbelievable.
Right.
Hold on. Can we hear that again? Can we hear that again? Is that how they sound?
That's awful.
That's how my wife sounds.
I have a pool, and he's not kidding. I tried to watch TV outside one day, and the frogs were so loud I couldn't watch.
Are they in the pool?
Sometimes, if you walk out there, they'll jump in, but they sit around the rim.
But I love
that
noise.
It's a symphony. Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
Don't you love it in your backyard or the woods?
Yeah, I do.
No, that's the occasional chirp. This is a symphony of about 15 frogs at the same time, as loud as they can get, was what this guy's talking about. It's annoying.
Oh, my God, it's so horrible.
Don't have a pool. So
he's not a guy. His name's Steve.
Well, Steve. Well, Steve, I'll tell you what solid problem for me is I released a garden snake under my porch, and I think he stuck around all summer. And them frogs went away, but the next summer they came back. Sometimes a snake might stick around, but snakes love frogs.
So go get a snake.
Limey, you were the exterminator. What should you do for frogs?
Snakes. Honestly, yeah, that's the only thing you can do because frogs are pretty agile.
How do you
agile.
Keep the snake from leaving the house? And how do you get to hang around?
Why would he leave if there's a constant food supply? Was kind of my thought.
I guess so.
Well, here's the deal on that. I think as far as my wife's concerned, we'll stick with the noise. So it's probably not going to fly with a snake. But, I just didn't know if there was anything else we could do.
The only other option I would say, Steve, is try and catch one of those frogs. And then just beat the crap out of it in front of the other frogs and kind of just scare
maybe
them.
Maybe they'll get the message.
Yeah, you know?
The pool magazines I get, Steve, no kidding, they have, it's like you were talking about with the alligator head, they have remote battery-operated snakes that'll swim around your water and scare the frogs, but I tried that and it doesn't work.
No?
Mm-mm.
Steve, you said something that disturbs me. You said, you admitted maybe the snake would be a solution, yet... You won't get one because of, I'm sorry, what, your wife wouldn't like it? Does that mean you let her tell you what to do?
No, the reason why I'm not getting one is because she told me to get one and I'm not going to.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. There you go, Steve.
Got this man card. Right.
Put her in her place.
Yeah. Way to try to save it. All right, Steve, good luck with your frogs. Thank you for the call. Yeah, it's so sad to me when I hear guys, and they slip and tell the truth that they let their wives run their lives. Yeah. Not at my house, buddy. Never. Let's go to Angie. Angie, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Angie.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I have a question. I have a 7.5-year-old boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, almost 8. And over the weekend, we noticed this really large lump above his eye. I don't know that he did anything. I didn't see him hit anything. Pretty much kind of lays around. He's not super active.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to the touch. His eye isn't swollen. But it doesn't really, here we are, what is this, Wednesday? It doesn't seem to really be going down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something?
Angie, can I stop you for a second? Limey, could you make a note of the time?
Uh-huh.
And could you lift out where she just said, it's hard to the touch and it doesn't seem to be going down?
Gotcha.
Did you capture that?
Yep, I got you.
Thank you, Angie. You just made a great contribution to our show that will live forever. On this show. So, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
So, tell me again, Angie, is it on the top lid or is it above the eye, actually?
It's above the eye. It almost feels like it's part of his skull, but it's
okay.
A little bit less than a golf ball.
And it just came up just that quickly, right?
Yep.
Okay, so one thing you would expect is that maybe it's a fluid-filled structure, whether it's cystic or it's got some blood in there or serum. Could have bounced his head against something and caused a big bruise in there. But the obvious suggestion would be to just let your veterinarian take a look at it. And if it came up that quickly, he might be able to simply, with a little surgical cleansing, just stab it with a surgical blade. And if it's got fluid, he'll know it. Or if he has an ultrasound, he can put a little ultrasound on there and see if it's fluid. So I think there's something I would pursue, especially since it's persisting. And the reason it could be so hard to the touch is because it's actually so tightly filled in that space. Like you said, that area of skin on the forehead and in the head is pretty tight to the bone, right? So that's why it would stay so hard.
Capture that, would you? Capture where Dr. Doug says that's why it would stay so hard.
I knew it was coming. I stayed quiet.
Yeah, we'll find a use for that.
And your phone number, Angie?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. Well, thank you, Dr. Doug. I appreciate the advice. And thanks, everybody. Love, love, love 590 Frank and the Gang. Been listening since KUSA days.
Wow. Thank you. That does
How many years.
That's mid-80s. That's 30
Whoa.
Years.
Wow.
Yeah, 30
yep.
plus.
I thought she said
You sound like you're 18 years old.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, Angie, thank
you. Well, my stepdad listened, but Thank you so much, you guys. Love what you do.
Thank you.
Update us on this.
Bye bye, okay. Angie. All right, there goes Angie. Out of calls and almost out of time. I gotta get out about 4:58. So,
oh, not this hour. We're good this hour. All right, yeah, you do.
I still have to get
out. I'm gonna shut up.
I wanted to mention something because Tim mentioned the remote control snake, and I can do this because I don't think my grandson will hear it. I don't think he's my son. One of my sons bought a remote control alligator head. Now I went on YouTube and watched this thing. I cannot wait to get to the lake.
Yeah.
Next time and put that thing in the water. I don't know what the range is, but I watched video of other people just out in a regular lake where they don't expect to ever see an alligator. And this right. When alligators swim, what you see is the head.
Right.
And this
right.
thing looks exactly like an alligator coming at you. It's great. I can't wait to do this.
And I think they're about
Well, they have two different sizes.
24 inches or 30 inches or something like that.
Well, I can't show people. I show them half of 24. here's half of 24.
Close your eyes, Lammy. Yeah.
But that kind of stuff, I'm like a kid. I love that kind of stuff. Yeah. I can't wait to put that in the water and just hide with the controller and watch people freak out.
Oh, yeah.
There's an alligator in the lake. There was one year where some knucklehead did dump an alligator in the Lake of the Ozarks.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he trucked it up from wherever, Florida, and it was a big deal until it wasn't, and I guess somebody...
Did they ever catch it?
I don't remember. It wasn't a story for long, but they confirmed that there was an alligator in the lake. But... Folks, don't be afraid to go any lakes. There are no alligators there. Not around here, anyway.
I've had alligator pets that come into the clinic.
I've eaten alligator.
People have brought in alligators?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had one that was about 6
What kind of person has that as a pet?
Wait a minute. This was the craziest. 6.5 to 7 foot. They were like a biker couple.
Oh.
And she told me that she would wake up and that they slept with the gator. And the gator would be sitting there nibbling on the husband's beard on top of his body.
Uh-huh.
Go, oh, really?
Well, they're nuts. Okay. No, they're nuts.
They were a little different, but yeah. Nice.
One morning, he's going to be nibbling on the husband and eating him in his sleep. Well, we're out of time. Thank you. And next Wednesday?
Absolutely. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thank Dr. Douglas Pernikoff, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. First Community Credit Union, as you know, oh, this is great. On the way in, I heard another station, and they ran a commercial that said, and remember, First Community's lobbies will be open May 18th. Mm-hmm. That was today I heard that.
On the money.
Yeah, that should have been changed, let's see, 9 days ago. That's not this station. We don't do that. We know what date it is, and we know the lobbies are already open in Missouri, the First Community Credit Union. So we're back to business as usual. Yes, of course. If you're not a person that ever goes in the lobby, then it was no big deal for you to bank online or go through the drive-thru. That's what you did anyway. But for those of you who, like me, like to go to the lobby, we're back. And I was there the first 2 days they were open back to back, Monday and Tuesday. I was in there both days because I know it sounds weird, but I missed going in the lobby there. It's on the way for me when I go to work. It's not out of my way. So why not have some interaction with people? So First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And they love small business. If you have a small business, they'd love to talk to you and meet with you about being your banking partner. It is a great place to bank, and that is not a slogan or just a saying. It really is a great place to bank. And part of the reason why is, in addition to the way you're treated, the fact that the rates are so competitive that a lot of other banking facilities just sit around scratching their heads wondering, how do they do that and how can they offer that rate? Well, that's a secret, like the recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Tim probably knows it because he worked there. You probably know
the recipe.
They
actually had the ingredients on the back of the breading bags. I couldn't believe it.
So, big secret.
Yeah.
That's some secret. We can't reveal how they are able to give you the rates they can, but they are. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24/7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The first attempt by a private company to launch men into space will have to wait a few more days. SpaceX scrubbed its scheduled launch today of two NASA astronauts because of weather. They'll try again Saturday afternoon. If successful, the launch will allow the U.S. to send astronauts to the International Space Station from U.S. soil, something it hasn't done since 2011.